Joining us now is ISD 166 Superintendent Beth Schwartz. The school district is holding a public forum and listening session on Thursday evening to discuss the current budget and enrollment situation at ISD 166. Beth joins us now to talk more about it. Thanks for coming in, Beth.
You bet, Mark.
ISD 166 is looking at continued declines in enrollment and budget cuts. Give us more details.
Well, Mark, the situation at ISD 166 is one that a lot of schools across rural America are facing, and that is a decline in enrollment. Student population in the county has dropped as a whole over the last several years. At ISD 166 specifically, we've lost about 22% of our students in the last 4 years. And before the fall of 2013, we'll lose another 5%. And the way Minnesota revenue works for school districts is that our revenue is directly tied to the number of students we have. To make matters maybe a little bit more complicated, most of our drop in enrollment is occurring with older kids leaving. So we're graduating a large senior class, and then we're bringing in a smaller kindergarten class. In the state of Minnesota, high school students are worth more, in quotes, than our younger kids. And so when we lose a portion of high school kids and then get a smaller group of younger kids in, it really, really hurts our budget. That drop in enrollment has equates to about a $960,000 drop in revenue since 2007. So just under $1 million. We've tried really hard to keep up with reductions, but unfortunately, even as hard as we've tried, we've managed to cut just over $900,000 out of our budget, but it just isn't keeping pace.
Okay. My impression is there's been a little baby boom in Cook County lately, but that doesn't translate into anything for you right now.
Not right now. And yes, it has been a little bit of a baby boom. And believe me, I look at that paper and I smile every time I see those little ones joining us. And so keep up that work. That's helpful. But unfortunately, yes, those kids aren't going to be with us for another 4, 5, or 6 years.
So besides the decline in enrollment, why do you think we're in this situation? What are the causes?
You know, really, the declining enrollment is the number one thing. And then, of course, the state financial situation, their ability to help us out just is not keeping pace with inflation. We are getting a little bit of relief this year with something called the small schools revenue, but it is minimal compared to what's happening due to the decline in enrollment, and it's just not keeping up with inflation.
Do you expect any legislative action or action from the governor's office this year to give us some additional help?
Not in this fiscal year. The next biennium will be interesting. There's been some talk that maybe they'll be able to start to pay back the shift, but then they look ahead to the next biennium and say, oops, nope, we're still looking like we're hurting, so we're not holding our breath on anything major right now.
Tell us what's happening this Thursday at the Arrowhead Center for the Arts.
As I mentioned, we've already reduced over $900,000 from our budget, and in order to keep pace with this decline in enrollment, we're looking at reducing perhaps as much as another $400,000. And those reductions on top of $900,000 in reductions really impacts how we do things. We're still delivering an excellent educational system up there, but one of the things we want to do is give the public a chance to ask questions, share their concerns regarding budget reductions. So there'll be a brief intro, again, talking about our enrollment, but then we'll kind of go through each budget area and kind of outline ideas for reductions and then give the public a chance to comment, to ask questions, and maybe to provide some suggestions as to how we could deal with this budget situation.
We're talking with ISD 166 Superintendent Beth Schwartz. The school district is holding a public forum and listening session at the Arrowhead Center for the Arts in Grand Marais this coming Thursday, from 6 to 8 p.m. The public is encouraged to attend and ask questions of the school board and administration. Anything else that you'd like to add, Beth?
Well, we sure hope that a lot of folks turn out for this because this is the public's chance to give the school board feedback and to do it in such a way that they have time to think about it before they make decisions regarding reductions.
Thursday's event will be broadcast live on WTIP Radio. It will also be videocast online at WTIP.org and Boreal.org. Thanks for coming in, Beth.
You bet, Mark.